Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Delaware, like most places across the country, faces a serious affordable housing crisis. It's a complex issue that takes on many forms, including the lack of affordable workforce housing. This week, contributor John Hurdle traveled to Laurel to take a closer look at a project that hopes to offer one possible model to attack that issue, a solution some feel could be duplicated elsewhere. John's piece is available at DelawarePublic.org, and he joined me this week to discuss this project and its potential. So before we delve into this project in Laurel, let's set the table a little bit. Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of what the affordable housing crisis looks like in Delaware right now?
Well, the state says that there's a shortage of housing. I mean, it's as simple as that, really. And late last year, the state issued a report saying that Delaware needs around about 24,000 additional housing units, that is both owned and rental units, by 2030. And around 13,000 of those are in Sussex County, and that is a much bigger share than either of the two other counties. And the state housing needs assessment, that was the report last November, also said that 20% of homeowners are paying more than 30% of their gross income on housing, and that figure rises to actually 50% for renters. So that's one indication of how expensive housing is becoming around the state.
As we look specifically at Laurel, what are some of the factors that are driving the issue there?
Well, essentially, local buyers are being priced out of their local housing markets, often by people who don't live in the area, may not even work in the area, but have the means to afford higher prices. And those prices are simply not within the reach of local people. And we're talking about folks who make typical salaries like, teachers or hospitality workers, maybe law enforcement officials, those kinds of folks, and they are simply not able to afford the prices that outsiders are able to be. And it's also one illustration, particularly in Laurel, is that the median listing price, according to the latest report on Realtor.com, this is on open market, is that the median price for houses in that community is around about $340,000. That's the listing price. And that is around about $50,000 more than the proposed affordable housing project that houses are going to be priced at in that project.
So let's talk about this project in Laurel. Specifically, it's called the Promenade. What can you tell us about this plan and its timetable? Essentially, what are they looking to create? And it sounds like they have a pretty specific target market.
Yes, indeed. Well, what they're planning to do is to build, starting this fall, probably, that they're planning to build 14 buildings, each one containing two housing units, so a total of 28 units. Each one will have three bedrooms, two bathrooms, covering about 1,300 square feet. And their target markets, the folks that the developers here expect to try to buy these properties, will be, as we were saying before, people like teachers, healthcare workers, hospitality people, some of whom, of course, are employed by the tourist industry in other parts of Sussex County, all of whom are unable to afford those local prices. Now, two of the 28 units will be priced for people who make what is make 65% of what's called the area median income, and that's a measure of housing affordability that is published by the federal government, and what that amounts to for a family of two in Sussex County is round about $40,000 a year. Now, the developer of this project was hoping to offer 10 of those properties at that level, but it was dependent on money that they applied for with Sussex County, and they've just found out that they're actually getting $100,000 from Sussex County, which is a lot less than the maximum $500,000 that they applied for. So they're having to adjust their plans And that's why they're only going to be able to offer two of those properties at the lower rate.
So this all goes toward this idea of trying to address what is called the affordability gap. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, and I guess how much of an issue it is in places like Sussex County and Laurel?
Well, I mean, it's simply put, it is a gulf between, you know, what houses cost and what many local people can actually afford. I mean, one factor down in Sussex County and specifically in Laurel is that prices are driven up by the many retirees that there are in that area. Many of these folks have let's say they've sold their houses elsewhere. They've got cash to spend. They don't they're not dependent on loans. And therefore they're able to buy properties at prices that the locals just can't afford.
So, John, part of what makes this project a little bit different is the partnership behind it. Can you tell us about who's involved in this and how this partnership works?
Well, the partnership is being spearheaded by a nonprofit called the Laurel Redevelopment Corporation, and they've been active in trying to revitalize that community through commercial real estate since about the 1990s. And this project, The Promenade, is their first attempt to lead a project for affordable housing. Now, the way that the Redevelopment Corp is working is that they are in alliance, if you like. They have an arrangement with a builder/developer called Nally Ventures, and Nally Ventures seeks public funding on behalf of the Redevelopment Corporation. And the essential point here is that since LRC is a non-profit, that unlocks sources of public funding that would not be available to a private developer. And so that distinguishes Laurel's efforts from others around the state.
So with that in mind, tell us a little bit about some of the different funding sources they've been able to tap into because of the way they've set this up.
Well, okay. They are seeking funding from several different levels of government. The federal government, they're obtaining about $2 million, which is around about half of the total cost of this project, from something called the Federal Home Loan Bank of Pittsburgh. And that's charged with distributing federal housing funds throughout its region. At the state level, around about 20% of the construction cost, it's about $660,000. That's coming from the state's downtown development district program that Laurel has been part of since 2016, and that program provides state assistance for projects that revitalize town centers, help local businesses get off the ground, and so in this case, it's helping with the cost of this affordable housing project. At the county level, as I said before, the Sussex County Housing Trust, which is a body that helps with the establishment of housing for low-income people, that's chipping in about $100,000. And there are smaller amounts coming, such as that coming from DENREC for environmental improvements that will be part of this project.
So what are town officials in Laurel saying about the expected impact of this project? How does it fit in with their goals to revitalize downtown Laurel?
Well, they have high hopes for doing this. Clearly 28 housing units is not going to solve the whole problem, but their hope and expectation is that that 28 families moving into the area, and by the way, they hope that this is going to start happening around about the middle of the spring or summer of 2025. And they hope that that these folks, of course, are going to need local services. The additional hope is that this is part of a grander plan to create a walkable community. So therefore, folks that move into these new housing units hopefully won't have to jump in their cars to go to the supermarket or the bookshop or the coffee shop that would be a couple of miles away. There's a big strip mall on Route 13 that is near to near to downtown Laurel, but it's not walkable. And what LRC and the backers of this project hope is that the presence of these new families in the downtown area is going to persuade businesses like coffee shops or bookshops or hardware stores, whatever, to actually set up in the town, because there's going to be a market there, and so that will help to revitalize the whole area.
Well, as you noted just a moment ago, clearly this one project doesn't solve Laurel's entire problem. But as you've also noted, it seems like there's a lot of people who are bullish on what this effort represents as a starting point in both Laurel and beyond. Is this an idea that does have potential to be the kind of tool that can be used in communities throughout the state to just chip away at this affordable housing issue here and there and everywhere?
Well, indeed. I was talking with Brian Shannon, as the executive director of LRC, and he says that there's no reason why other communities can't adopt this model and access those funds. But he said he's personally unaware that anybody else has done this. And speaking with folks outside of Laurel, they also are saying that this could be a model for communities to create affordable housing and use different sources of public funding to do so.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. John's piece on Laurel's efforts to create affordable workforce housing is available at DelawarePublic.org. You can also head there to find portions of our interviews with those involved with the project, as well as pictures from our visit to Laurel to learn about the project. And stay with us. We meet the first Delaware chef ever to be named a James Beard Award finalist in any culinary category. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.